Blog Talk Radio.
He is the last of his kind. All that remains of a once powerful nation. Some think he is a myth. Some believe he is the chosen one, who will bring balance to a world at war. And some will stop at nothing to destroy him.
Live 100. I'm your host, Tahaka Amana Elbe, and tonight we'll be dealing with Moore's police brutality and mental illness. What type of mental illness Moore suffer from that goes undetected in America? What causes this form of mental illness? Are Moore's victims of brainwashing in the United States? What are some of the cures for this form of brainwashing and mental illness? What is the solution for police shootings against Moors in America? I mean, what is the solution? How much police brutality against people of color is going on in the United States since in 2013? How can Moors stop police brutality in America, period? Is killing someone who has killed your child wrong? Now, more than I'm going to need y'all to participate with me this evening and raise your hand if you got any questions or comments. The number to dial is 310-982-4184. Let me have your questions and comments, and we'll open up the line and let you get in there. We will be offering our free articles this evening. The 14th Amendment Exposed, as well as the Commerce Game and How to Play, and Secrets of America. The way to get that is to simply access an email. Just send me an email. Send me the free articles at tahaka53@hotmail.com, and I'll rush that right to you. To access the most powerful library in the United States, go to www.tahakaarchives.org. That's T-A-R-H-A-K-A, archives. .org, archives.org. And once you access that, contact me by telephone so that we can go to work. But we're going to deal with this stuff this evening. Now, this is some very, very important information because we still have police brutality going on inside the United States. I've talked with people all over the United States and gave them solutions to how to deal with this and make sure it comes to a grinding halt right there where they are. This is very, very vital information. The problem can be solved. It's not something that can't be solved. It's just that people are going to have to be aware of how to go about doing it. It's very important for you to gather certain information and all these things. We're going to deal with that this evening. However, the first thing that I want to deal with is this mental illness situation. Okay. And if any of you think that people of African descent inside the United States is suffering from some type of mental illness that's undetected, not classified as a mental illness. Go ahead and raise your hand. Let me know what you think. And if you think that killing a man for killing your child is wrong, let me know what you think about it and how we should go about doing it. Go ahead and raise your hand. I'll recognize your hand, and we open it up. You can let us know what you think about it. What should we be doing? Okay, whether it's wrong or right. Okay, so let us get on down into this broadcast. I also want to mention that on August the 16th through the 18th, right here in Jacksonville, Florida, we have Morris Summit 2. So make sure that you're all down here. I will be coming up to the northern states soon, and then we'll be moving over to the western states, and we'll make the announcements when we're ready to come. And so please stay tuned for this broadcast, okay? And we'll be right back.
Be sure to subscribe to NBTV at NBTV1.com. That cares.
Okay, now the chat room is wide open, so if you got any questions or comments, go ahead and put it in there. But don't forget, 310-982-4184. You can go ahead and raise your hand, and we'll open up the lines so that you can come in and let us know what you're thinking. We're going to deal with our first plug this evening, the mental illness.
White identification, very important concept. I talked about this concept earlier this month. I thought it was very important. It was very useful in describing what I observe within the context of white supremacy. Very useful term, I think. You talk about this term extensively in your book, and I just want to read a quick portion and then get you to further explain the term white identification. In the book, it is written, white identification, that this is a white identified black person is a black person who views the world through a white perspective, even when it conflicts with his or her own self and group interests. A white-identified black person pursues interests, activities, and relationships primarily because white people are associated with them, and often avoids or looks down on certain people, places, and things primarily because black people are associated with them.
Now,
there are also the Marxists amongst our people who don't care about our people or our nation. There are the capitalists amongst our people who thrive on colonialism, white supremacy, and capitalism. Both of them betray our people. There are also the so-called Christians who spit on our ancestors and enjoy being on their knees for the white race, for a place in a pretend heaven, in a white heaven, with a white Jesus and a white Mary and a white old man in a beard. We are too deep in the shit of colonialism and white supremacy. We are too deep into selfishness and sex and drugs and the hypocrisy of the Christian religion and the hypocrisy of white culture. We pretend too much that we know who we are, what our history is, as we dye our hair, bleach our skin, dream of having white blonde children and blonde grandchildren. We watch Hispanic Latino TV, listen to Latino music. We are such ignorant cowards, and we all play the game of cowards. Tomorrow we will do something about white supremacy. Tomorrow we will grow some courage. Tomorrow we will study our history and our heritage. Tomorrow we will confront all of the vendidos. Tonight we get drunk and have sex. Tonight we spend money and do drugs. Tonight we will cry and watch TV. Tonight we will dream of becoming white people. Tomorrow is the coward's song. We pretend too much. Even those who do know and who have studied our heritage, we sit back waiting for the super train to liberation as we kick back intellectualizing and bullshitting ourselves into no action. We pretend too much, speaking out of both sides of our mouth, being proud Americans, Mexican Americans, Latino Americans, Hispanics, wrapped in the red, white, and blue, the flag of their fathers who killed our mothers and fathers, the flag that stole our lands from the point of Columbus to the Pilgrims, the flag that now kills people all over the world, the flag that steals the land and liberty of others, that steals oil and resources of other nations, the flag that steals freedom and independence. We pretend too much with escapism and MTV and iPod and hip-hop and rancheras and narco corridos and the songs of cowards. We are wired to music, to dancing and partying, to drugs and alcohol. Our culture is white culture. We are fake white people. Music negates our existence with pretense, with escapism, with phony dreams, with phony realities. Even with hip-hop and so-called conscious music, it is filled with phony revolutionaries and phony revolutionary songs. We live our lives in sex and its escapes. The whole industry depends on our sex drives, a whole industry. We live our lives in materialism, a materialism that is part of capitalism, part of the white race. We pretend because it is better to be fake whites than to live the real lives of warriors with real thinking involved and truth in our lives and demands for justice. We pretend because we have been bred for cowardice and we are very good at cowardice. Because we live our lives for the white race, we are living our lives as ignorant cowards to keep the white race happy and rich and powerful. You know what you need to do to liberate yourself and to liberate our people. Just do it. You need to do it. Or you can continue to be a coward living as a slave of the white man's world. And that's kind of the challenge, the reminder, the mirror that we put before ourselves, that it's a real ugly situation that we're in. We're poor, and think, well, I got a house, I got a car, I got a job. We're still poor. You could have a PhD and you could be the multimillionaire owner of the Angels. Guy's got a few hundred million dollars. He's just as ignorant as somebody selling oranges and who's illiterate. We're in a really sad situation and some of us have to start waking up because I know a lot of us are never going to wake up. A lot of the older generation, it's too late. They've been eating the poison of colonialism and white supremacy for too long. The younger you are, the better chance you have. But right now, the problem is that there is no guidance. You get the guidance from the Marxists who tell you, hey, let's straighten out the whole world. Well, even under Marxism and everything was equalized, colonialism would still exist with this language, with foreigners on our continent and us. Yeah, we'd be equal, but we would still be foreigners on our own land. Or you could be a capitalist and you can become a multimillionaire and your children and blah, 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 and then you would assimilate and to the point where you would end up being part of the white race. Because that is kind of the dream, right? The dream is to become part of the white race. Why is that a dream for our people? Why do they dye their hair? Why do they want to marry into the white race? Because it'll get them out of the hell in which they're living in. That's what the dream is for the children. At least my child will not be dark. They will be white. And they won't be going through all of this horrible racism that I'm dealing with. They'll be better off. But they're not really fully conscious of what they're really doing. It's a suicide. It's kind of a slow motion suicide to the utmost of that dream. In 2-3 generations, all their descendants will be white. That's suicide. It's genocide, a genocide in which we're participating in. And so when we're not fully aware of our history or our identity and no one to guide us, you end up with these gangs that are killing our people and that are killing other gangs. But mostly they're killing our people. They're killing some little kids and somebody's grandpa. Somebody is tagging on a wall and somebody's grandpa says stop and they end up killing them. How many times do we hear those stories? But who are the bigger monsters? Are people who have been trained to be gangsters or basically to attack their own people? Or the colonial white supremacy that controls our lives and controls our wealth and controls our education systems and controls us from the point that we're born? So we have to be aware of this and, you know, don't get all depressed about it. Get a little depressed about it. But more important, get angry. Because we're told, oh, don't get angry. Because anger becomes hate. Oh, I'm sorry. We should love colonialism. We should love white supremacy. We should love the Christianity hypocrisy that's been forced on us. We should love our inferior situation. We should love the white people for all the good things that they've done to us. What are the good things? What are those good things? What have they done to us? There's not one good thing that they've done to us. But this whole thing about don't hate, you're going to be a hater. See, there's something even psychologically really sick about that. Don't hate your enemy. Love your enemy. You seen Christians actually loving their enemy? You seen white people love their enemy?
If you have a concept of what living is all about, what the universe is all about, you try to put it into words that will lead you to the truth. Because what any person who is anti-justice will do is, first of all, try to stay away from what the truth of the matter is. The truth is, you have a system of white supremacy in place. What you want to do, or should want to do, is replace the system of white supremacy with the system of justice. Compensatory definition of justice is as follows: guaranteeing that no person is mistreated. That's part one. Part two, guaranteeing that the person that needs help the most gets the most help for truth and justice.
The only reason I'm talking, not to make anybody feel bad, not even to make white people feel bad, I'm talking because the goal of replacing white supremacy with justice on this planet is what I think ought to be happening. And this is what I think all of us should be interested in.
Can you show me the doll that looks bad?
Well, how did you feel seeing that doll test?
You know, the thing that struck me the most was how quickly the kids answered the question. They said, this one is the nicest because she's white. There was no ambiguity. There was no, let me think about it. Or, you know, this one, you know, for whatever those reasons were. And I'm like, you know, my goodness, what about the filter? At all of the images, everything
isn't
that's
that
coming
interesting
in.
How not even a second.
No.
Yeah.
No, it was immediately, you
and
know.
Why do you think that is?
Wow, and I guess it goes back to the images. You know, when we're looking at what's on television, we're looking at commercials, looking at advertisements, and, you know, with certain dolls in particular, because I think about my 8-year-old, you know, we advertise usually the white doll.
Elaine, can you tell us what kind of hair you have and what color eyes you have? Silver, what color hair does she have?
Cool.
Okay. So does Goldie have better hair than you, or is the black hair that you have better than Goldie's?
Black hair is kind of good, but
Brown, what'd you say about Brown?
Brown is gay and black is gay and brown gay and white is up and
is
green
good?
Is gay.
Shut up.
Sorry. Blue is gay.
Wait. You don't want to be brown? You want to be white?
I want to be white.
You wish you could be white?
Yes, and I wish I could have black hair.
You want to have dark fairies?
Nothing left to believe in. Nothing.
Nothing, my dear. Oh, now you don't really mean that.
Oh, but I do.
Nonsense, child. If you'd lost all your faith, I couldn't be here. And here I am. Oh, come now. Dry those tears. You can't go to the ball looking like that.
The ball? Oh, but I'm not.
Of course you are. But we'll have to hurry. Because even miracles take a little time.
Miracles?
Mm-hmm. Watch. What in the world did I do with that magic wand? I was
magic
sure I...
Magic wand?
That's strange. I always...
Why, then you must be...
Your fairy godmother? Oh,
okay, Moses, we're back. Now, my question is, at this point, can anyone identify the mental illness in the clip that we just finished listening to? If you can, go ahead and raise your hand. Or if you want to give me an assessment of what you think you heard and get related to me, I'm all ears. Okay? Now, this is very, very interesting because the title of the plug is Mental Illness. Of white identification. And if any of you know someone in the audience that may be suffering from this, go ahead and tell us your story. And keep in mind, the lines are open, and you're welcome to jump in at any time, and we'll go ahead and open up and you tell us what you think about this thing. Okay?
White identification. Very important concept. I talked about this concept earlier this month. I thought it was very important. It was very useful in describing what I observe within the context of white supremacy. Very useful term, I think. You talk about this term extensively in your book, and I just want to read a quick portion and then get you to further explain the term white identification. In the book, it is written, white identification, that this is a white identified black person is a black person who views the world through a white perspective, even when it conflicts with his or her own self and group interests. A white-identified black person pursues interests, activities, and relationships primarily because white people are associated with them, and often avoids or looks down on certain people, places, and things primarily because black people are associated with them. Here's some more thoughts on the term white identification.
Sure. For example, you know, I'm sure we've all met people like this, and maybe we've even been guilty of it ourselves. But, you know, some of the things that, for example, you might find some black people who are proud that they can't dance, you know, as though that makes them less stereotypically black. And so it's almost.
Now remember, when you're presented to His Highness, be sure...
Wait! Please, wait for me! Isn't it lovely? Do you like it? Do you think it will do?
Mother, she can't...
She wouldn't be like...
No, we don't have... Girls, please... After all, we did.
And that makes me turn the TV off. That made me turn my eyes off when I was standing in line. I'm like, you know, this programming is just really overwhelming. But I would have to say that it's that is the white perspective. Everything that's considered normal, from a Band-Aid. I remember being little, and the Band-Aids were flesh, you know, they came out with the flesh-colored Band-Aids. So I put it against my skin, and I'm like, this doesn't, you know, I don't remember what thought I had. Until I was older. But I remember being bothered by it when I was older and I had to get my own shopping. And I'm looking at these Band-Aids and flesh-colored. You know, invisible on your skin. And I'm like, do I not exist? I mean, maybe I shouldn't be buying Band-Aids. Maybe I should just get a rag. Because you're telling me that this is the color of flesh. But I'm not that color. So what does that make me? What does that do to a little black child who gets a Band-Aid and is flesh-colored, and that's not the color of their flesh. So does that mean they're not human?
What would you rather have?
You know, I, as far as I'm concerned, and this might sound a little extreme and radical, but I have pretty much written off every black celebrity. If your name is a household name, I'm done. That doesn't mean that you're not a talented person. That doesn't mean that you're a terrible person. It just means my expectation level of you is zero. You are useless to me in the fight. So the fact that you've been allowed to become successful, I have written you off. I know that you probably are successful because you stand for nothing, and you're not going to stand up for anything. And at the worst, you're going to promote white supremacy. So I won't even get started, but... as far as I can see, black celebrity worship is the death of black youth.
Wow. You have, you all have another portion in the book where you talk about the dangers of white identification, specifically for young non-white people, black people. To be young, white identified, and black ain't where it's at. Being white identified is extremely dangerous for naive young blacks because they lack life experience. They believe